Oh, brother Teague and Teague Maroon, arrah, what shall we do? For quickly and soon, the brave English army is coming, we hear, and brave General Schomberg in the front will appear. Oh, then we must leave all our cities, dear joys, and yield them unto those English brave boys, because that their cannons will make such a noise, they'll spoil the French and our Irish employs. So now New Devlin bought Cork and Kinsale, with Galloway, Limerick, and bonny young Hale, and all the cities in the north but one, and that's Londonderry, that's quite lost and gone. That plash our army most sadly destroys, because all that's in it are Protestant boys. Their cannons against us do make such a noise, that they kill all the French and our Irish dear joys. Then now, brother Teague, what more can I say? I fear that King Yamus, he will soon run away. When he hears that Duke Schomberg and his army is come, he'll seek for Father Peter to help him to roam. While we shall be left to Saint Patrick to pray, that he would be pleased for to help us, I say. But their cannon against us so strongly will play, that unto the bogs we must all take our way. Now Tyrconnell lies sick of the old cursed plot, while we for his knavery shall ne'er be forgot. Now the priests are all ready to bite off the nailish, to think of the loss of the young Prince of Wales. While we must be forced for to stand the defeat, for the putting on us that cursed great sheet. For the cannons against us will make such a noise, they'll spoil our saying, come on, my brave boys. Alas, brother Teed, this thing it is hard, and we of our lands now will all be debarred. They'll make all our lords and our gentry bow, and what will become of us I do not well know. They'll make us surrender both city and town, and yield them to the honor of England's great crown. For the cannons against us so strongly will play, we shall not have hearts to withstand them one fray. And when the whole power the English has got, oh, then brother Teague, but will fall to our lot. I fear that the chief and the best of our fellows that are left will be forced for to die on the gallows, because in rebellion so long we have stood against all the English and Protestant good. Their cannons against us will thunder so loud, we shall not be able ourselves for to shroud. The bogs, they will signify little to us for being so loyal to second Yamus, although that our priests and our Jesuits swore that we should have lands and livings galore, not only in Ireland but England too. That makes us in sorrow look pitiful blue, because by the cannons those slats from us flew, for the Tyrvel had all those Jesuit crew. So to conclude, the best way that I know to take is to pray to Saint Patrick our peace for to make, and quite leave off fighting for Yamus late king, and put ropes round our necks and repent our sin. So thus by repentance we may be forgiven, and find mercy but from great King William and heaven. Though we have rebelled at this cursed great rate, yet we may find mercy of England's great state.